A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Chav Hei, Baba Metzia 25a, pagination is 49. We'll start on the facing page, one line up. Ve'elu chayev lahachriz, the Mishnah says, these, in contrast to the first Mishnah of the Perek, would be things that have to be announced. Let's watch the contrast. Motza peris bekli. If you find fruit in a vessel, as opposed to the first Mishnah, where it was peres mifuzarim, fruit that was simply spilled and was finders keepers because there's no simen, and it seems that it just scattered and the owner would have given up hope, so it's ownerless and the finder can take it. In contrast, this case, the fruit is in a vessel, and the vessel has a simen, an identifying mark, and therefore the owner does not give up hope on it, and through the identifying mark, it can be proven that it's his, and the item is announced, and when the owner comes forward with the simanim, it is returned to him. O kli kemo shahu, or just a vessel. The vessel has a simen, and this process of Hashavas Aveda would apply. Ma'us bekis, okis kemo shahu. Money, that would be coins in their time. Money in a wallet, or the wallet on its own, without money. Either way, the wallet would get announced, and the money that's in it is going to have the same rule and will be returned with the wallet to its owner. Tziburaim peros, a pile of fruit. It was put there intentionally. Tzibure maos, a pile of money. It was put there intentionally. Moving on to the end of the first line, kirichos birshus hayachid. If the bundles that are found were in the private area, as opposed to an area that they would get trampled on, they were put in an area that does not have such traffic, so then the simon on it would still be identifiable. The owner, therefore, is not going to give up hope, and the item will get announced and returned appropriately. Now, this is in a private area, literal translation. If it's in a private area and it belongs to the person who owns that private area, so don't take it. What are you taking it for? But obviously, this was something that was put aside by someone. Let's say he was waiting for a ride, he put something down. The person who owns the property finds it, or someone else finds it, notices it, and the owner of the property acknowledges, this is not mine, so then the item still has a simen and can be returned. Kikoros shel balabayis, loaves of bread from the homeowner. So they have a certain style that can be proven. Harei elu chayiv lahachriz, on the next line, these items would have to be announced. The Gemara considers a case where the fruit is in front of the vessel, but not actually in it. And we'd like to know what the halacha would be in such a case. In other words, when the fruit was scattered, our first Mishnah told us, Hare'ilu shalo, finder keeps it. In our Mishnah, we were told that the fruit in the vessel, the vessel will prove who it belongs to, and the fruit would also be returned together with the vessel. What happens if the vessel does not have fruit in it, but the fruit is right in front of the vessel in a way that appears to inform us that the fruit has the same owner as the vessel? Matzaperos bikli umaus bikis, when you have fruit in the vessel, money in the purse, then it certainly gets returned together with the item that has the siman. But hakli ulefanav peros, kis ulefanav maos, but if it was only in front of it, hare'ilu shalo, there's reason to believe that it would go to the finder, because if simply being in front of it was enough reason for one item with a siman to impact the item without the siman and prove who it belongs to, then the Mishnah should have said the bigger chiddush. And the Gemara says three lines later, at the end of the line, Viraminu, I'll ask you a question. Even if our Mishnah was reluctant to say such a case of fruit in front of a vessel, but there is a brisa that does. Matzah davar she'en bo simen b'tzad davar she'yesh bo simen. If you find one item that does not have a simen, but it's next to an item that does have a simen, chayiv la'achriz, you have to return, you have to announce it. If the owner of the item comes and you quiz him and he doesn't know anything about the fruit that was next to it, so then he just takes the vessel and the fruit goes to the finder, because the person who lost the vessel never claimed the fruit. It's apparently unrelated. But you do see that if he does claim the fruit, he would get it. That is opposite the inference that we took from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah would not say a case of next to, because apparently our Mishnah holds that next to is not sufficient to make it belong to the owner of the utensil. The Gemara proposes different answers. We'll just focus on the last two, but the Gemara explores what type of fruit are we dealing with. Are we dealing with flax seeds, or we're dealing with apples, for example? Apples would typically roll right out, and the fact that they're next to the vessel would be a perfectly comfortable scenario to say that they're connected to the vessel. Whereas by flaxseed, if there is none left in the vessel, one wonders, why not, if it really came from the vessel? The Gemara then says, "V'iba yaseima," and if you want, I can give an answer. Nothing remained in the vessel. Velokasha, but we could still resolve one Mishnah that says that they're unrelated with a brisa that says they are related. If the basket is facing the fruit, then they can be considered attributable to one another. But in the case where they're unrelated, it's because the basket did not face the fruit. And if you want, I can give another answer. In both cases, it does face the fruit. But in one case, the basket had a rim which should have retained some of the fruit. And in the other case, it does not have a rim, so it's perfectly understandable why everything rolled out. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach Beis, Seif Yutes, the Mechaber writes, Imarim hadvorim shehem shel adam echad. If the appearance is that it does belong to the same person, then you would have to announce it and return it to the person who claims it, if his claim indeed includes the fruit. If, however, there is a reyusa, a weakness in his claim, as we said, there's a rim and this type of fruit should have been retained by the rim, then we have reason to believe that the two are unrelated. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.